Hey guys, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. It is the second week of January and it is a shark fest out there. Guys, if you are fishing rock and surf, and if you are fishing north or south or Durban or anywhere along the KZN coastline, you are going to get sharks. You are going to get sand sharks, you're going to get skates and honeycombs and every non-edible species you can think of. It's on the bite. But if you are fishing offshore, well, that's where you're going to have an absolute blast, because the amount of species that are coming out are way too much to mention for my introduction. And it seems as though the Midlands has also come back with a vengeance, a total contrast of last week. Pretty much all facets are on fire at the moment. Now we will get into all of this and we shall get into it in great detail. But before we do, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores that are ready for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
And there we have it. Special thanks to the Kingfisher. Guys, all this content is brought to you by them. So big up to them. Now, why did I say these are the stores that are ready for you? Well, because if you have not caught a shark and you need some advice on catching a shark, well, pop into your nearest Kingfisher branch, because they have got the experts in this field and they will tell you exactly what you need. And, well, I'm going to tell you exactly where to go along with the correspondents from the Kingfisher. So big up to the Kingfisher once again. Now, guys, let's kick off the show, starting off down the south coast, where Adam is talking about it being Groundhog Day. It's exactly what he spoke about last week. It is non-eds. However, there are a few shad in between and some real bass shad at that. So guys, Adam is going to tell us all about it and he's going to round it off with this weekend's weather report. So guys, here is Adam from the lower south coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust, as always, that the fishing community is doing well. So guys, I just want to introduce you to something called Groundhog Day. And what Groundhog Day is always about is, it's the same thing repeatedly over and over and again. So it's been Greys, Sandys, Hammers, Skates and Shad. We're now starting to sound like a very mock ad down on the lower coast, Finesh. I mean, what? So yeah, it's just been insane. I mean, the amount of non-ed fish coming out here has been bonkers, but we have started seeing some shad popping up, which is good. It's always good seeing shad about, because when the shad about, other fish start popping up. And when other fish start popping up, well then, we know we're in the business, so it's not that bad. However, the menu hasn't changed much, Vinesh, but we have been seeing some mullet, blacktail, and stone bream about, which is not a bad thing. And everyone goes, oh, that's just a mullet. Well, it is a good thing, because obviously the rivers have pushed down, some of the mullets have pushed out, and they've started hanging around the rocks again. And generally that starts bringing in all the other fish and things can finally start getting back to normal. Now, most of our famous deep water spots have been producing nice non-eds. I can't lie, it's insane. With a lot of our local sort of regular rock fishing spots giving us something other than non-eds. Again, it's been those blacktail, stone beams and a bit of mullet. Now, the water has cleared up quite nicely in most places, Vinesh, with our further south and further north spots getting there quicker than most. We haven't seen much of our summer game fish though, mainly those kingies showing up. I do suspect though, however, as the wind starts settling into a bit of a proper pattern and our water color gets back to what it should be, I do hopefully see something more other than just non-eds, some other fish being caught more frequently. There's still the odd cob coming out, but it really has been few and far between. And again, it's going back to that shad. There have been a bit of smaller shad and a bit of really big shad in between the mix. As the water sort of slowly started settling and the colors coming back to normal, we're not sitting with brown mud chocolate blue water. It's finally getting back to it. So, you know, just going to our deeper water spots from, you know, Stabell, Orange Rocks, Margate Pier, Port Edward, it's just been a non-ed show. That purple patch is still sticking around and it's getting to the point where it's like, guys, we want something else. We want more. But the water is clearing up, guys. So alas, to all those rock fishermen out there that want to just get something for the bra, I think we should start slowly moving our way into that period where the water is starting to calm down, it's starting to clean up a bit. The weather patterns are still a little bit up and down, but it's getting there slowly. So I do expect more of Groundhog Day for the next few days coming up, but I do see the weather not looking too bad though, Vinesh. Now, moving over to that. So we start the weekend off with the westerly wind in the morning, turning to a southeast in the afternoon, with it only blowing at a fair speed of around 12 k's per hour. Saturday, a welcome west again, till midday where we have mainly a south wind blowing, with a bit of a gust of around 20 k's per hour. Sunday, we do have pretty much, again, it's the same for most of the day, with the swell hanging around majority of the weekend between 1.2 and 1.5 meters, with an offshore water temp, of around 24 degrees hovering around there. You are still finding smaller patches here and there of a bit of cold water, and the guys are getting, you know, a bit of fish here and there, so it's not that bad. Now, in terms of the amount of sharks that are becoming, I'll just give you a heads up. Impton 20 Beach, which is just north of Port Shepston, was actually closed not too long ago because of the amount of sharks that pulled up. So they just went, nah, too many sharks, closed the beach. So yeah, it's just literally just non-eds, mullet, blacktail. So it's not that bad, Vinesh. But yeah, look, it's getting there. It's getting there. So guys, just hold out. With this weekend, I think things should start slowly getting back to where we want it to be. So yeah, purple patch, you know, great, happy days. But look, we want something for the fire, Vinesh. We're hungry. We don't eat sharks. But if you want to get a shark, come to the South Coast. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend ahead. I hope everyone gets a really good fish. And maybe somebody gets something for the bra. Who knows? Otherwise, guys, take care, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Another fantastic report. And yeah, you know what? My reports are also sounding like Groundhog Day, so don't feel too bad, my friend. It is what it is. It is summer. It is non-edible season. And it is offshore season. So, guys, Adam did send through all these images of these non-eds. It is on our YouTube channel, so go and check it out. Angler News on YouTube. And apart from that, you can also catch a quick highlights reel on our TikTok page. And if you're still missing out on that, you can find it on our WhatsApp page. So, yeah, you know what? That's our housekeeping done for the day. I will not repeat that. And let's move on to Gary, where Gary is also having a great time down there. Once again, non-eds, but there are a few other species in between. Guys, here is Gary from Warner Beach and Manzantozen.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary reporting from the famous Kingsborough beaches. Good morning to you all. So we had quite a bit of rain. We had 38 mils last night, and to date, this month is about, looks like about, my maths is not the best, I'm afraid. About 75 to 3 inches. Yeah, the rivers are brown depending on which way the wind's going. Otherwise, the water's pretty good all around. Lots of sort of shad biting, or quite a bit of shad biting here and there if you can find where they are. You know, you might use a dozen sardines and get sort of 3 or 4. They're smaller shad now, sort of, although I did see one nice one that come, or here have one nice one come out. Sharon got a nice one. They're sort of up to that 2-3 kilo, but most of them sort of seem to be around the half kilo mark now. We had a nice kingy came out today of 29 kilos. There are reports, other reports I've got, I haven't seen any bait off here or any activity like that. You know, as far out, that's what I saw was about 2 weeks ago now. Yeah, so that's the state of affairs. The water's quite nice, sort of building up to springs again. And so there's plenty of chances for morning, you know, the outgoing or incoming. Let's see how it goes this week. Quite a bit of life has been up when I've been on the beach, eh? They've been quite scarce along here. Yeah, until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Always great to hear from you, my friend. Always good to have the freshest reports out of your area. Now let's move on down to Durban, where we are with Mike V from the Kingfisher and Brad Krobler. And Durban is on absolute fire at the moment. Just take a listen to the amount of species these guys are talking about.
How's it, guys? Yeah, I hope you guys are all doing well. On the beaches in the last week, we've had quite a few grey sharks around. Some lovely diamonds, the odd sandy. Yeah, the bite has been around. The guys putting the hours in have been doing very, very well. Also, some good edibles around. I saw some lovely picks of Grunter again on the Durban North Beaches. One, two stumpies in between that, and still some rocket shad shot. Some big, big shad. On the beaches note, guys, just please be very wary. There are a hell of a lot of blue bottles around. And yeah, we got stung to pieces on last week, Thursday. So yeah, that was very bad. Yeah, on the paddle ski and ski boat side, those got a lot of snook. There's one, two cooters still floating around. On the bottom, those are getting some lovely amberjacks and Cape Yellowtail still. Included in all of that stuff will be a killbeck, a dog is. Yeah, so the ski boat guys are having an absolute jaw in the fishing. There is always a lot to be caught out there. In the bay, the dirty water that's come down the rivers is all sorted out. It seems to have dissipated a bit. So the grunters, the little cobs, keys have shown up, all that stuff's trying again. I haven't heard of any massive fish, but all the smaller fish are around. The rivers have come down, so yeah, there we go. Guys can go out and have an absolutely great time. Guys, enjoy. Thanks.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. How are the fishing over the last week? Well, guys, there's been some pretty good dorado out there. There's actually some quite giants, all ranging in that 20 kilogram range. There were a couple of snook off the Blue Lagoon in between the muddy areas. So and bottom fishing, generally all over, it's been pretty good the last couple of days. The sharks have arrived and have just been annihilating everything, especially with a nice tuna which came in on the 50-60 meter zone, but everything was hooked, was eaten by sharks. But yeah, guys, the water temperature yesterday was 26 degrees out in the deep, so definitely summer has arrived. Nice hot warm water. So guys, tight lines and good luck, and speak to you guys next week.
Wow, there we have it. This is the reason why you're a Durbanite, why you're a fisherman in Durban, because of species that are coming out like that. Mike, Brad, you guys are absolutely legendary when it comes to your fishing, and to keep your ears on the ground and let us know all these species that are coming out gets me so excited for the weekend. What a way to kick off the weekend, hearing that amount of fish are on the bite. I absolutely love it. Now let's get into the North Coast. I couldn't get through to Jesse. Yep, that Bolito area with the holidaymakers is still really busy. But a quick chat with him and a quick chat with Savika up on the North Coast, and they have mentioned that the cob are on the bite. Now, they are not the huge ones like we had a couple months ago. Yeah, Cobtober was way back. But there are still a lot of cob on the bite, and that's up to 7 kilos. But the diamonds, guys, diamonds are forever. Yes, pardon the pun or the bon pun on that one. Guys, diamonds are in abundance. There are a lot of diamond skates out there. In fact, Savika mentioned that there were 25 landed in his area this past weekend. Guys, that seems to be the case throughout the entire North Coast. But I mean, obviously, these reports of those diamonds were coming out from Zinkwazi and Nanoti. But this non-edge show is carrying on all the way up. Imtanzini Banks, Richards Bay, St. Lucia. Guys, it is a non-ed fest. It's a shark fest. We absolutely are having some screaming reels, some bending rods, and some real muscles being flexed with the beasts that are coming out from those areas. Now, if you are searching for that offshore action, well, it is completely prolific. Lots of kingfish are on the bite. I've seen pics throughout the entire week on the social media groups that I'm on. So, kingfish are out there, dorado are out there, the snook are out there. So, if you are offshore fishing, you are in for a treat throughout that entire North Coast, but more so on the upper North Coast. Now, let's round it off in the Midlands, where Jan is talking about the great action. Obviously, he's going to be giving us a detailed report about the rain conditions. And, what's been happening on the Midmar Dam? Well, we know the fish are on the bite. Jan has been keeping me in the loop with that. But he's also been keeping me in the loop with the dam, and you know, in a morning and afternoon basis. So yeah, those dam levels are really interesting. Jan is going to tell us all about it. So guys, this is Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there guys, second report for the year, and let's take a little bit of info from the weather gurus. Word from the weather watchers is that 2024 is an El Nino year, and scientists are bracing for a record-breaking heat in the year ahead. Last year, we saw some heat already, and according to the South African Weather Service, South Africa is already in an El Nino state. But this year is apparently going to get hot. Very hot, they say. And if history is any guide, the second year in an El Nino is usually warmer than the first. So watch out 2025. Contrary to what we are currently experiencing, El Nino's typical impact on South Africa is in favor of generally drier and warmer conditions during the spring and summer months from October to March. And that current global forecasts indicate that typical dry conditions that South Africa experiences during El Nino seasons over the eastern parts of the country. So, as they say, brace yourself, Sheila. The drought is apparently coming. So we shan't really complain too much, that is, about the current rainy, wet conditions. Speaking of which, the rivers remain high. And after Monday night's storm, rainfall reports show anything from 40 mils and right the way up to 120 mils received from that storm, which pretty much leaves the rivers out of commission for the time being. Albert Falls Dam has been going over the wall for a wee while already, and with Midmar Dam sitting at 98% full supply level currently, another proper storm will no doubt send it over the top as well. Word is that the Lions River has burst its banks as a result of that recent storm. Prior to the storm, the Bushmans and Moy Rivers provided some action to the anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club. On the Bushmans, the lower sections were high and dirty, so the anglers moved to the upper reaches, and which gave up a couple of brown trout on both nymph and dry fly. Even with the high levels, the middle stretch of the Moy River was surprisingly clean and cool, with 3 foot visibility and 18 degrees centigrade as reported. And being a stretch of deeper water, there are some excellent browns hiding in there. The returns showing a number of fish from between 9 inches, that is 23 centimeters, all the way through up to 19 inches or 48 centimeters. Interestingly, the angler reported trying and had some success with a dark crab pattern, which matches the freshwater crabs in the system. Something which I've been keen to try for a very long time. The NFFC Stillwaters also provided some excellent fishing prior to the heavy rains. A number of fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter class, were noted in one of the returns, and fish in the 13 to 15 inch, 33 to 38 centimeters, and 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter classes, as well as a couple of fish in the 19 to 21 inch, 48 to 53 centimeters, and even up to the 21 to 23 inch, that is 53 to 58 centimeter bracket. Olive is currently the color of choice at present, so woolly buggers, damsels, and minnow patterns are pulling the fish. The bass have been on the bite across the board at Albert Falls, Midmar, and the private waters, with some excellent fish coming to hand. Albert Falls appears to have woken up after a recent slow spell, and while Midmar is still firing on all cylinders. The bluegill are apparently also very active at Midmar, and word is that the bass are primarily feeding on them, so lures in blue with the bluegill spot are pulling the fish. Even with the rivers being up, there are rumors of the odd scaly coming to hand on heavily weighted nymph patterns in the flowy sections. Otherwise, target the slow water and eddies, as this is where the fish will be resting up. For your best yellow fix, Sterkfontein is the place to be. Well-known local angler and guide Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing reports some excellent dry fly sight fishing with a hopper pattern. Guys, just keep an eye on the weather for a couple of hot days on the trot, and Sterkies will be on fire. This month's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society managed to entice Jeremy to the hot seat for this month's meeting and to kick off the fly tying demonstrations for the year. The meeting was very well attended, standing room only when it filled up, and he tied us his hopper pattern, which has been working very well on Sterkies. Meetings take place on the second Tuesday of every month, so guys, pop into the Kingfish at Maritzburg and come and chat to me if fly tying tickles your fancy. Guys, tight lines, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and catch you next week.
Thank you, Jan. What a great report, as always, my friend. So looks as though this week it has been action on the riverside, the Stillwater side, Midmar, Albert Falls, Sterkies, wherever you are on the Midlands, and whatever species you are fishing for, you definitely got those rods bent. Jan, that was a great report. Thank you for letting us know exactly the patterns that are working. And thank you for the heads up on the summer that we are in for. It looks like it definitely is going to be a steamer, but you know what? The good thing is it will certainly get some fishing action, so it's not all a bad thing. Now, guys, that rounds off our KZN Fishing Report for this week. It is a purple patch. The fishing is absolutely awesome. It is summer. It is summer species that are on the bite. The offshore is completely wild. Midlands is on fire. North Coast and South Coast has got those non-edibles. And apart from that, if you are searching for something for the pan, you have got that shad action going on. So KZN is lined up to have an absolutely fantastic weekend. We cannot wait to see the catches that you bring in. So please send it through to us. We'd love to have it on to our YouTube, WhatsApp, and TikTok pages. So until next week, I am Vanessa Green. Guys, always remember, when you are out there, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.